Hey folks, on this week's Revenge of the Triforce, we talk about the submarine that's full of rich people who are either alive or long gone, because we recorded this last week. We also talk about movies that we hate that just came out, like Fast X and the new Indiana Jones, which we don't even know the title of. This is kind of a downer of an episode, but it's pretty funny. I think you'll like it, so give it a listen.
Oh, hello. Welcome. Welcome, folks, to National Public Radio. I am your host, Thomas, and this is my co-host, Jeffrey. Jeffrey, how are you this fine late evening?
I'm good. I'm getting in a little late tonight, but, you know, it's summer, so you got to go out, have some drinks, enjoy the night.
Do you? Do you have to do that? Because I didn't do that.
Well, when you don't have responsibility like you do, like children, you can just live life.
My kids are still awake. I spent my evening packaging up a gigantic smart board television set thing. They sent this thing to me and they were like, hey, we want you to make a commercial with this because this is something that you can use in the classroom. We want you to make a TikTok video. And I was like, sure. They sent it to me. I hauled it to school. And then I got pulled into HR, and they said, no more recording at school. I was stuck with this huge ass. It's heavy. I'm not going to say the name of the company because they're fine people, and it's actually a really cool device. I don't want to make it sound like I'm beefing on them, but like, it's heavy. And so I'm like, listen, I can't film at school anymore. I'm just going to have to send this thing back to you guys. I can't do it. It's not possible. And they were like, well, you already have it. So why don't you make the video at home and like think of different ways you could use it at home? So I'm like, fine. All right. So I take it out of the box. I put it together. It's heavy. Did I mention that it's heavy?
Did I say it was heavy?
Okay. It's heavy. It's freaking heavy. Hauled it upstairs. Hauled it back downstairs. Made a video with my kids using it. Made a video of myself using it. And now tonight I had to package it back in the box. Have you ever taken something out of a box and put it together? You follow the instructions. You get the little Allen wrench.
No.
It's a pain in the ass.
I've never followed the instructions. I always just kind of pull something out and just kind of wing it.
You can't do that with like complex.
You can. That was something my father taught us all.
All right, whatever. This thing was complicated, okay? But just all what I'm saying is imagine doing that backwards. Imagine trying to put it back in the box with the styrofoam packaging. It's a pain in the ass. So I just finished that tonight. That was my project. That's what I did tonight. Well, you were out having a merry old time, having drinks.
Well, you know, I'm living.
You're living.
You have fun with your dumb box.
As shitty as that night was, at least I'm not stuck in the middle of the ocean in a tiny little Tylenol-shaped submarine.
No.
Have you heard about these people?
Ooh, I've heard about it. And if you're listening to this now, I'm pretty sure everyone's heard about it.
Oh, yeah. That's true. By the time we release this episode, they are either very dead or it's a miracle story that's going to be picked up by Disney.
I think at this point, they're definitely
turned into a movie.
They've passed on somewhere.
Don't they still have oxygen though? Folks, this is 10 o'clock Wednesday night, 10 p.m. Central.
21st, yeah.
I don't know what time it is in the Indian Ocean. Atlantic Ocean is where they are.
Last night at like 1 in the morning, I heard they had 30 hours of air left.
Right. So it's not looking good.
And I think it takes 7 hours to get them up because of the pressure. So I don't.
It's not looking good.
It's not looking. Maybe it'll be a miracle, but also, as terrifying as this whole thing is, it's kind of pretty ridiculous because I don't know if you've watched any of the videos about it, and like the CNN did a thing on it, and he's got like a Logitech controller and one button.
Yeah, this submarine is put together. It's a piece of garbage. It's put together so cheaply and it's controlled. Yeah, you said it. It's literally controlled by a video game controller.
And the front viewing piece, I guess where you look out, where they were going to look at the Titanic, was only certified for 1,300 meters, and they need to go down 4,000. And then they fired the lead guy on it because he called them out on it, saying this is not safe. So they just fired him.
Oh my God, that is literally the beginning of every disaster movie ever made. They always fire the guy who's saying, hey, we shouldn't do this, it's not safe. They fire the nerd, and this is what you get for firing the nerd.
You gotta cut costs. You don't fire the nerd. You gotta cut costs.
You can't fire the nerd. You cut costs by watching the documentary about the Titanic and not spending $250,000. You want to see the Titanic? There's a bunch of documentaries about it. Go watch the original 1985 footage. It's amazing. Why do you need it's gorgeous.
People suffered and died on that thing. Like,
I know.
You don't need to be poking around. And then everyone's going, oh, you know, James Cameron did it. First off, James Cameron did it to film a movie.
Right. And second, James Cameron made something out of that. He made a great movie.
And also, he went down on a scientific vessel that had multiple research and tech put into it at the time, right, that it was able to do that. And it was attached to a ship above them. And there was just so much more about it. Weren't these guys, they had a like drive
that
out
was the
to
science.
It?
This, that was the science. And the science has been done. There's not a whole lot of science left to be done in this situation.
What? We know about
you just
boat.
Want to go look at it. We just want to go see it. It's not a museum. It's the bottom of the ocean.
Well, let's just talk about, you know, I guess there's the three possibilities. There's the first, that they went down and then that front glass just imploded and they immediate death.
Killed instantly. That's
which is,
yeah,
which is,
that's the way to go. If you're going to die in the ocean, that's the way to go. Yeah.
The second and the most terrifying is they're down there and that's it. They're
stuck down there. They can't come up.
They're stuck and they're stuck in this little box. And that's,
it's
just
very cramped in there. And there's
horrifying.
What, five of them?
It's got to be horrifying. That's just, yeah. And the one guy brought his son on it.
That's the part that kills me. That part, that's why I
all that
like,
money in
I don't
the world.
Like joking about it. I'm seeing, like, because I'm friends with a lot of comedians, a lot of people joking about it, making jokes about all these billionaires. And yeah, I don't feel bad for the billionaires, but this guy brought his son, his boy. And as a father myself, like, that is just, I cannot imagine a worse thing or worse situation to be in for this kid and for the dad, you know?
And to sit there and think of all the regret and all the stuff they're thinking about and all the money they have can't save them. Because wasn't it $250,000 a person to go
per on? Per person. What and are they, you doing?
Did you? So when they got in, they shut the lid by bolting in 17 bolts.
Right. You can't open it.
So there's no
It opening. Can only be opened from the outside.
So that's the horrible case scenario. And then the other one is they're just floating around somewhere. But again, they're bolted into it.
They were floating. Right. If they were floating, though, I feel like they'd have been found by now. Right.
The ocean is, I don't think people understand how gigantic the ocean is compared to.
Right. But we have satellites that can see the surface of the ocean.
Kind of. It's more difficult because of the weather. They're
rich.
The way they're,
these are rich people. So you better believe they're booting up those satellites.
Well, they've booting up everything, and all I've heard is they've heard tapping.
Tapping, yeah. Which that could, I feel like that could be anything.
They could be 13,000 feet down and just tapping.
This is just, you know, kids these days. Everyone talks about kids on TikTok doing these ridiculous TikTok challenges. Oh, they're dangerous. There's a TikTok challenge where have you seen what these kids are doing? They're so stupid. They're lighting themselves on fire. What about these grown-ass old billionaires going down to the bottom of the ocean in a capsule with no cable to pull them up, no plan, nothing. It's controlled by a video game controller. What about them? What about these rich people and their dangerous habits? Why aren't we talking shit about them? That's what I want to know. You know? And they're not the only ones. Like, rich people do some crazy shit. They're going, these big game hunters. Have you seen these guys that go to Africa and hunt like elephants and lions?
Yeah, we don't need to be hunting elephants and
what
and,
exactly,
and then
what's
I,
the
I've
point?
Actually know someone who wants to do that and who's done that, and this is what they said. I swear to God, I'm not going to say who because someone probably listening knows them, but they said no, this is what they do. You go to this preserve and they breed these animals specifically to be hunted.
But why?
So you can hunt them, I guess. I don't know.
For the thrill? Like, what? Do you not, can you not think of anything else to do with your money? Honestly.
It's really not a thrill if they're bred to be hunted.
No.
And you're in a park and you have all the advantages. Like, why don't you just jump into the ocean with some great whites with a stick? Let's see how that
goes. Yes. Or how about this? Go jump out of an airplane with no parachute. That's a thrill right there. You want to talk about...
Well, they brought Shatner up to space.
Yeah, that's... Because he was Shatner. Go to space. If you gave me $250,000 and said, you have to spend this on a frivolous excursion, you have to do something crazy with this, you bet your ass I'd be in space in a heartbeat. Why do you want to go to the bottom of the ocean?
That's where Cthulhu is. That's not a
good
place. Go
to space. I thought that was the next big destination for these
rich
people.
And we do a lot of space travel. We know how to go to space pretty well.
And there's new stuff up there. We've seen the Titanic. We know what it looks like. Go to space, rich people. But don't take your son. Leave your kids on Earth.
How horrifying, though. Regardless of the money and stuff. I mean, how horrifying.
Yeah, it's a horrible thing.
Oh, my God.
It's a horrible thing. And but like I said, anyone listening to this, you know how the story ends if you're listening to this. So this is, we don't have to keep speculating because it's done by now. They're either. So we should probably do two different reactions right now. Okay. They were found and they're alive. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh. Can you believe? Oh, wow. I cannot believe. Did you see when they pulled that kid out and he was crying tears of joy? That was.
God.
That was.
There's so much. Oh, my heart.
I can't wait. Who is going to play that kid in the Disney movie?
My heart.
Who?
My heart. It just.
It Your heart. No, I'm asking who is going to play that boy in the Zac Disney Efron. Movie? Zac Efron. Well, isn't he Middle Eastern? You can't cast Zac Efron.
No, they 100. Have you ever watched? Do you watch the WB at all? Have you ever watched any show that comes out?
God, no.
So they have like a lot of shows. Like they have all these DC ones, which apparently does better than the actual DC movies, which is a train wreck. They have like, you know, Green Arrow, and they have the Flash and all that. And
yeah, no, I've seen. Like, I watched the one with the. He was a principal. I watched a couple episodes.
Yeah,
and
then they have like
Blue Lightning.
They have Vampire Diaries and all this. And I swear to God, if you look up the ages of these people playing high school kids, I think in the Vampire Diaries, one of the guys is actually in his 30s, but he's in high school.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, so again, definitely Zac Efron could play a, you know, 15-year-old since the WB does.
But it's a Pakistani guy and his son, Zac Efron. You cannot in 2023 cast Zac Efron to play.
You know, he'll just go Middle Eastern for boy. A bit.
Oh my God. Yeah.
They do it. They do it.
But they did it in the they did it in the 50s.
Oh, they did. Have you ever watched there's a, you know who Audrey Hepburn is?
Obviously. Yes.
Great, you know, she was also a humanitarian. She was I think generally good person, but you know,
are you about to tell me that she did a film in blackface?
No, she did a film called Breakfast at Tiffany's, and her landlord was a white dude who played an Asian guy.
Oh my God.
And I think his name was Charlie Chan or something.
Didn't John Wayne also play like Genghis Khan or something?
John Wayne did play Genghis Khan.
Yeah,
and he had the makeup on. And if you go and watch just go pick a 50s movie where they go anywhere. I think there was one with Bing Crosby and he goes to Bali and all the Bali people are just.
Oh my God. We don't need to go down this rabbit hole. I will say my brother and I are huge Three Stooges fans, always have been. And we like to get together and watch the Three Stooges and just drink and just die laughing. And recently we saw an episode that took place in Civil War times. You could guess where this is going.
Yeah,
Mo, Larry, and Curly, all three of them in blackface. My brother and I just look at each other and go, oh no. we didn't laugh. We were just immediately sad because we had never seen that before. In all our years watching Three Stooges, we thought maybe they never did that. But nope, they did.
It's a holiday movie called Holiday Inn. And it's got a super, super fun scene where... you know, the Holiday Inn.
Isn't that with Jimmy Stewart?
Yeah, what is it? Let me look it up. Holiday Inn. It's a Christmas movie.
Yeah, that's with Jimmy Stewart, isn't it? Isn't he in it for at least a little bit? Jimmy Stewart is It's a Wonderful Life. Mary! That guy.
Yeah, it's...
Merry Christmas, Bedford Falls.
Bing Crosby, Fred Astaire.
Oh, I was thinking of Bing Crosby.
Yeah, and anyway, there's a real fun scene. It'll tickle your fancy where they talk about...
It won't if it's a blackface scene.
They sing about Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, no.
There's this whole scene where they all come out in blackface.
Oh, God.
And Mammy, she's the lady that takes care of the inn.
Yeah, I know what a Mammy is.
Mammy has her two kids there, and she even sings with the kids about how Abe Lincoln freed the slaves. So all the cast in the show, full-on blackface.
Oh, my God.
You can Google it now, and it definitely it'll
all right,
pop up.
We know this is a thing that Hollywood did
but here, here's the guy from Breakfast at Tiffany's. You know Mickey Rooney. Obviously, you've heard of him. He played a character called Mr. Yano Oshii. And if you Google it, go ahead and take a peek at that costume. Really tickle your fancy.
All right, we have to do our other reaction now. They were never found and the oxygen has run out.
You know, we definitely have to be able to show things on the podcast so you can watch it on YouTube and see.
Yeah, we can't show any video right now, so we're just looking at things and describing them.
We will. I think that's the next step in the podcast is to record the video so we can.
We would do video, but also like stream it somehow live so that people can watch us. Yeah.
Yeah, this Holiday Inn thing, because I would love
to. We tried to do it live on TikTok. This is behind the scenes, everybody. We are just talking about what we want to do and how we can't figure out how to do it because we are apparently boomers.
We definitely
when it comes to podcasting.
We definitely know how to do it. We will do it because the music episode was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. And it's still up. It hasn't been pulled down as far as I know.
No, I think because our voices were muffling over the music. So
that could have been it. Also, I think Eric was like skipping ahead in the song. So like the algorithm wasn't picking up 30 seconds of.
Yes, I think we're.
Maybe One More Time. Or no, it wasn't Baby One More Time. It was
okay,
driving
now,
crazy.
Let's go back to your point of they didn't get found, or they did.
They didn't get found. I don't know how to react to that because what do you do? It was, okay. Sorry. I mean, it's sad. We already talked about how horrifying it is and how
also,
like that's like the worst way to go.
It's also like saying, like you said, I'm going to jump out of a plane without a parachute.
Right.
Ooh, what happened? Oh, they didn't make it. Well, maybe if
which jump out of a plane without a parachute if you want, but don't take your son with you. Leave your child safe on the ground. Leave your child safe on the surface. That's the part that gets me. If it wasn't for that, that's, all right, we already talked about it.
Horrible stuff.
It's just really sad. Horrible thing. All right, there's a new Fast and the Furious movie.
Oh, God.
It just came out, and I don't give a shit.
What number is this one?
It's Fast X, so 10. They're going to Roman numerals now. It's like the 10. Super Bowl, these Fast and the Furious movies. And it's got Dominic Toretto, so Vin Diesel, who's looking kind of old. First time I've seen him on a poster and thought to myself, he's getting up there. And it's got, so now Jason Momoa, they got Aquaman now, because of course, why not? Because The Rock is no longer in it. Did something happen between him and The Rock with this
yeah,
franchise?
Don't
was there
worry.
Drama there?
Don't worry, they patched it up because now The Rock's getting a side movie on Fast and the Furious that is in the works. So
is it true that The Rock has it written into every contract that he can never lose a fight in a movie?
The Rock's
you know more behind the scenes Hollywood shit.
The Rock actually is in kind of a pickle right now because how he tanked the DC universe with what he did
with Black Adam.
With Black Adam.
Yeah, he put a lot into that movie and it did not do well.
And I guess he strong-armed a bunch of people. Now, some people are saying, well, that's just his wrestling background and how you do things in wrestling and all
that.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely. You got to assert yourself in wrestling.
But
you cannot show weakness.
In Hollywood, you can't really do it that way because
you got to compromise.
So he wanted to be the next Superman, which DC were like, well, Superman's just going to sell better because it's Superman. It's like saying Batman's cool, but let's, you know... I don't know DC very well, but let's do let's not do Batman. Let's do, I don't know, The Tick.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Well, Batman's going to sell better. So he was pissed off about that. And then I guess Black Adam is a bad guy.
Black Adam is a villain. He's a villain, Shazam villain.
He wanted to be the good guy, and he also did not want Shazam in the movie. Like, he was
right.
There's actual like recordings of it and everything of where he fucked that up to. And he wanted a Batman versus Black Adam movie, which if I don't read the comics much, but I've been on the Who Would Win and on Reddit, and it seems like Superman would fuck up Black Adam, but anyway.
Oh, he wanted Black Adam versus Superman. You said Batman.
Or yeah, I meant Superman, yeah. So I don't know Superman. DC as well as Marvel. But yeah, I think he was kind of a douchebag during the whole thing, and now a lot of people are just saying, well, The Rock, he kind of just is The Rock.
But he's a big character. He never wants to lose a fight. I mean, he's a great actor. I like The Rock.
If I can talk about, you know, this is kind of a fun little thing we're on now, but when it comes to wrestlers, because obviously you know wrestling, and a lot of wrestlers have tried to break out into movies. I think even the Macho Man was in the original Spider-Man.
He was.
Bonesaw. You know, there was Hulk. There was, you know, all of them. I honestly think the best one that's come out is Batista.
Oh yeah, Drax in the MCU. Drax. He was also in the new Blade Runner.
Blade Runner, that short. When I watched that of him, I was like, "Oh shit, this guy's like the real deal." He was in the new Knives Out. He was fantastic in that. He's in some other. Like, he seems like he's like actually an actor. He changes his personality in different movies. Yeah, he's a big dude and all that. But, and then everyone you hear that's worked with him says he's super fun, he's super nice. Where The Rock, you just hear he's a complete fucking dickhead.
But the Batista was not as big of a star in WWE as The Rock, not even close. I mean, he was the champion for a minute compared to The Rock. I mean, The Rock was an absolute superstar.
Well, it's just funny that the superstar is kind of the shitty actor and the guy that was kind of well-known.
I like The Rock. I don't think he's a shitty actor. I think he just kind of only has one character. He's The Rock.
But that's what makes you a shitty actor. An actor is someone, I guess. Who can change. Look at Johnny Depp. I mean, every role that he has, he's a different thing.
And John Cena is another one who... Did you watch Peacemaker?
I haven't, but everyone...
Peacemaker was really good, and John Cena actually showed some acting chops in that. Like, he cried a little bit, he got emotional. His character was actually pretty...
He also has the most make-a-wish wishes
ever. He does. He's a good guy. John Cena is solid. John Cena, to me, is like the LeBron James of wrestling. Like, he's a solid dude behind the scenes. He gets a lot of hate because he's a huge star. And, you know, people don't like the mainstream big star. Gets a lot of hate, but behind the scenes, how can you hate on the guy? He does Make-A-Wish. He does movies. He's just a solid, solid dude. Not a bad actor either.
I believe they're keeping him for the... Because, you know, DC's refreshing everything with James Gunn.
Oh, yeah.
Completely refresh. Everyone's gone. Henry Cavill, like all of them. But I think...
Which I think is a crime, but we don't have to get into that. Henry Cavill is Superman.
Yeah.
He's Zack more Snyder Superman.
Is just an idiot and doesn't know how to direct. Or
Henry Cavill is more Superman than even the original guy. Who is he? Who's the guy that sucked at riding horses?
Christopher Reeves.
Yeah. God, I'm going to hell for that. That was a horrible thing to say about that man.
I was like, wow. But yeah, I think the Henry Cavill thing's stupid. I understand James Gunn, what he's, you know, he just wants to just reset it because DC's, I mean, I think The Flash.
It's such a mess. I think you have to at this point. So bad. You just have to start over.
But I think.
But the way they jumbled it, because Man of Steel was a good movie and Henry Cavill, that man is Superman. How can you look at him in that costume and not think that is Superman?
I mean, yeah, I don't know. But I think they are, I think he's saving John Cena because he was so early into it and he's not really in the extended. And I think Margot Robbie's still going to do Harley just because she sells
tickets. She's good. She was very good at Harley.
And she sells tickets. So I think those are the only two that are staying.
Speaking of John Cena, He is speaking in Fast X.
Because I don't think
no. Speaking of John Cena, yeah, you can't see John Cena. You can never see him. He is in Fast X, allegedly. You can't see him, but he's in the new Fast. I don't know who he plays. I don't know anything about his character. I don't know anything about any of these characters. I know Dominic Toretto and Letty, and apparently they're married now and they have a child. But all these other people, they got Charlize Theron, they got Tyrese Gibson, they got the guys from Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift, which was supposed to just be like a one-off
which
movie.
Was the
didn't
best.
Even have
which was the any best of the one I thought.
I never saw it. Absolutely loved the original The Fast and the Furious with Paul Walker and Vin Diesel. It had action in it, but it wasn't like a cheesy action movie. It was about like friendship and family and this cool underground street racing scene in Los Angeles. And it was such a cool movie. To me, when we were in high school when that movie came out.
Don't they have superpowers now?
I don't know. But it's ridiculous. We were in high school when that movie came out. And there was no one, to me at least, I don't know how you felt, but to me, watching that movie, there was nobody cooler than Dominic Toretto. He's got the wife beater. He's jacked. He's got the hot girlfriend. He lives in L.A. He's rich. He's got all these cool-ass cars. Like, we all wanted to be street racers after watching that movie.
We did.
You know? You got the Subaru WRX with the stick shift.
A lot of that was Need for Speed, though. Need for Speed was a big part of that, too.
For me, it was Fast and the Furious. I mean, that was a cool
That was the start
movie.
Of it. And then we got those games like Need for Speed.
And then we got Too Fast, Too Furious, which was bad. Tokyo Drift, which you say was good. I never saw it.
And then they brought
the original cast back together for Fast and Furious, which I was very excited to see. I think I enjoyed it. But then they just kept cranking these sequels out like one after the other. And Paul Walker died. And that would have been a great time to just seal it up, put a cap on it. But they just kept going. And then they start bringing in The Rock. And now they got Jason Momoa and Jason Statham and Charlize Theron. And it's like, what is this? It's a circus now.
Well,
this is not what the original.
Or else they wouldn't be doing this.
I'm sure they're all making money.
So, but the studios too. Studios don't put out things that don't make money.
Of course, I'm not arguing they're not making money, but it's bad.
I haven't. I only think I've seen up to Tokyo Drift. I don't think I've seen any of them outside of that. Nor do I have any ambition. I think there was one where they were landing a plane on a runway, and the runway would have been like 15 miles long because the
it's just the most ridiculous shit
they
do.
They go to the moon, or there was a sub, but they were underwater. What?
There's one where they have superpowers. I don't know about the superpowers. We have to look that up.
What's the last one with Idris Elba? He has a superpower suit.
Oh, it's a suit? Like an Iron Man suit?
It's like an Iron Man suit.
Okay.
We've now turned into Superman movies or super.
So it's just the MCU ripoff, is what you're saying.
Because everything needs a multiverse now. Everything.
They just have to keep, and they just keep trying to one up the action scenes. And it's like that's not what the original movie was about. Like, yes, there was action, but it was about it had a cool story. The family story of Brian and Dominic. He's a cop. He's a criminal. They're coming together. They're making a family. And they have to learn to understand each other and compromise. It's a beautiful story. Love it. Hate that it's been ruined by all these sequels because I feel like the sequels are cheapening the original. And I wonder, like, can you think of any other movie franchises where they just made so many sequels that people forget how good the original was?
Nothing.
Can you think of any other franchises like that?
Not 10. I mean, James Bond. That's the only one.
James Bond, okay.
But they always kind of reinvent it. It's never the same Bond after so many. And then it's a new storyline, a new era, a new decade, whatever. So I don't think...
What about Indiana Jones? They had the trilogy.
Yeah, they sure
did. And then the new one is the new one just came out. But did we forget? Are they trying... One? Are they trying to gaslight us? Are they trying to make us forget that they made a sequel with Shia LaBeouf. Do you remember that?
I do.
Don't forget it. Don't let them gaslight us. They tried to pass Shia LaBeouf off as the new Indiana Jones. He tossed him his hat at the end of the movie. Like, you're the new Indy.
Nope.
You're the new guy. That happened. It was Shia LaBeouf in a movie, and there was aliens. Why is there aliens in Indiana Jones?
Because Nazis.
It was the kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Because
Crystal
Nazis.
Skull. Nazis, but aliens. Interdimensional aliens.
I know, that's why I'm just saying. They should have just finished with the
sword. Why did he have a sword? Shia LaBeouf fought with a sword. Not a whip. A sword. He's got like a fencing, not even like a cool sword, like the Master Sword in Zelda. It was like a little fencing sword. And he's fighting with a sword, and Harrison Ford tosses him his hat at the end of the movie. Like, he's going to be the new Indiana Jones. What the fuck? And now they have this new sequel coming out. They're like, forget about that one. We're just going to give you a new... No, I'm not going to forget.
Yeah, I mean,
don't get me wrong. I'm absolutely going to see it.
I'm not going to
act like they didn't try to already make a new Indiana Jones.
Harrison Ford got paid probably a lot.
I'm sure he did, and he deserves it because he's Harrison Ford.
Why not just keep the first three movies? That's all you needed.
Exactly. Why do they always come back with... And that's why, and I'm going to say this.
Unlike Star Wars, there was no, like... In Star Wars, they actually reference the Clone Wars. They reference things that happened. So it makes sense that they went, you know, and did those movies. And Revenge of the Sith is a fucking great movie. But
it is a good movie.
Indiana Jones, there was no like, oh, yeah, and then there was the Empire. Wait, what?
Right. It was not necessary.
It was just before the Nazis, which nothing. And then there was the start of, you know... I think that was the beginning of the Nazis when Lost Ark started, because that was before Germany started doing all the weird fuckery.
You can't have Indiana Jones without, if he's not fighting Nazis, we don't really care.
No, I mean, what would he fight after the Nazis? It really wasn't.
Right. Aliens, I guess. Aliens. I don't know who the villain is in the new.
The Korean War?
North Korea.
Did he get to the Korean War or? Vietnam.
I don't think North Korea is quite at Nazi Germany level.
Vietnam. Indy in Vietnam.
Oh my God.
I mean, I guess there's temples there. I don't know.
I think there's temples everywhere.
Just Raiders of the Lost Ark is a perfect adventure movie.
It is. All right. So we're not very excited tonight about this is a bummer. We're talking about people dying in a sub, and we're talking about how much Fast X sucks and how we don't give a shit about the new Indiana Jones. We're just like shitting on everything. What are we excited about? But I gotta go to bed. But is there anything that we're excited about right now? Because this is we can't leave it on this downer of a Shia LaBeouf.
I'd say good movies coming out, but I don't think there's jack shit coming out this summer. Nothing that I'm looking forward to seeing. I haven't seen
nothing.
John Wick came out before summer, so you can't count that one. You know, we got some good games coming out. So we have that. We have a new Final Fantasy. We have Starfield. We have Diablo's been doing really well. It's summertime. I don't know. You should be outside. Stop sitting inside watching.
Yeah, go outside. Everybody stop listening to this right now and go outside. I actually listened to it for 5 more minutes. Wait till the end and then go outside. Yes, it's beautiful outside. It hasn't been raining much. We need more rain. But go to the pool, go outside, and there is a new season of Star Trek Strange New Worlds.
It
just dropped.
It started.
Earlier this week.
So that's something that's good. Unless
that is something I'm very excited about.
And then you just go, well, the crew dies. So. Oh, okay.
Great. They did kill off one of my favorite characters at the end of season one. I won't give it away, but.
SNL skit, Debbie Downer.
Yeah, that's a classic.
And then they go to Disney. And
this is our Debbie Downer episode.
Super dumb.
This is what happens when we don't have Eric. Eric is the positive one. He's the one who's always like, well, what have you ever read it? I'm Eric. It's a fun day. Let's have some fun. And we can't, without Eric, we're just like, fuck this. Fuck
there's
that.
There's a sub with people somewhere in the ocean right just, now. This
just
shitty
jump out of a plane with no parachute. Oh my God.
We said that tonight.
We did. We said That's just for the rich people who want to go in a submarine. Instead, go jump out of a plane. Son. But for everybody else, for all our listeners, go outside. Enjoy outside.
Don't go in a submarine.
You don't have to do it. Watch the movie Titanic. Watch the documentary. There's no reason to do that to yourself. So go outside. Enjoy. It's summer. It's beautiful outside. And I am going to be in Texas on July 21st. For anybody listening from Dallas, I'm going to be performing at Outfit Brewing. We're doing a headlining set there with an opener. And I'm excited about that because it's a family vacation. And I just decided, you know what? While we're in Texas, I want to do a show because our good friend Zach, who we've been friends with since we were kids, runs a brewery out there. And he already does a little comedy out there. He does like a weekly open mic. And I was like, hey, why don't I come do a big show there? And I'm excited about that. So that's July 21st. July 6th, I'll be in Indiana, Lafayette. And I have nothing in between those two dates, but I'm working on that. I'll try to get some more Chicago dates. I need to do some more stand-up in Chicago, like where I actually live.
Yeah, that would be good, so we can come see you.
Yeah. All right. Anything else?
I think that's it. I think it's time to go to whatever Dave's got cooked up for us.
Yep, it's time for this week's safety tip. So without further ado, here's this week's safety tip.
A word of advice for the Revenge of the Triforce podcast. They should never compile these satirical safety tips, or they will get their penises cut off.